You're listening to The Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, episode 83.
Welcome to The Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
What is going on? What's going on, people? How are you? It's Alex. It's just crazy how time is flying. You know, we're already here in the month of March, and things are rocking and rolling. Podcast is kicking. We're getting more and more downloads, more and more five-star reviews, and that's a tribute to you. You're the reason I'm doing this show, so I thank you for continuing to listen in and stick with me. It's growing, and you know, the word is spreading. I'm getting tremendous feedback, and again, I thank you. But I don't want to kind of rest on my laurels, as they say. I want to continue to strive to make this podcast the best it could possibly be. I know there's a lot of great real estate investing podcasts out there. There's so much content. You know, nowadays we're just completely inundated with just information, right? So the fact that you're choosing to tune in and listen to the show it's just, you know, I don't take that lightly, and I really, really appreciate that. So if you have any experts, any guests you'd like me to have on the show, any specific areas of the business that you want me to focus on, whether it's marketing, you know, in the past few episodes, I know, you know, Monday's masterclass was with Brian Harris. He really brought the energy. Guys doing multiple, you know, six figures a month in wholesaling. And that interview went a bit longer than we normally like to have them, but he just kept bringing so much energy and so much value to the show. So hopefully you got a chance to listen to that one. It was episode 82. And then the two prior episodes to that was with John Martinez, you know, all about sales, part one, which was episode 78, was about how to process leads and speak to sellers on the phone. Part two was, you know, episode 80 was meeting at the homeowner's house. And in both those episodes, we actually have scripts in the show notes that you guys can download and use as a framework and as a guide when you're communicating with sellers and trying to lock up more deals. So what I wanted to do on today's Q&A episode is, I've gotten a few questions on this in the last month or so, is, you know, Alex, how do you and your team quickly sell your deals, right? So in episode 78 and 80 with John Martinez, we talked about, we focus more on the acquisition side of the business. This particular episode, I want to dedicate it to the sales side, the disposition side. You know, I'm very blessed and fortunate. I have a good friend of mine, Adrian, who is on our team, and he's our dispositions manager. And the guy just kicks ass. He does a phenomenal job. Every time we get a property locked up, he's like on it, like white on rice. And we go through a specific process, which I've outlined in the past, of how we go about marketing and selling our deals. And one of the things that we did years ago that was a mistake, even though we were pretty successful in moving most of our deals, you know, oftentimes when properties were vacant, we would just, you know, get out there, we'd put a lockbox on it. And as calls would come in, we would give the lockbox to the buyers that we knew, right? And here, unfortunately, in South Miami, a lot of these buyers, you know, develop amnesia, or they're shady and they take the key or they lose the key. And so, you know, we had to tweak our systems, and we would get put a backup lockbox on the property, right? So you live and you learn, and you start to kind of tweak your system. And then about a year and a half ago, we realized whenever we'd get a property that was occupied, whether it be with a seller or with a tenant, we would have to schedule or coordinate a showing with the seller. And we kind of stumbled on this just by chance. You know, we picked up a property that was occupied, and the seller could only show it at one particular time in the day. It was during her lunch break, and we marketed for about a 48 to 72 hour period. We marketed a 1 hour open house, and this was the first time that we actually had to do like a very tight showing in a tight time frame, right? It was like 45 minutes to an hour that we had to show it because she was on her lunch break. And the results were incredible. I mean, again, this was about a year and a half ago. We must have had 20 something people that showed up to the property. And what happened is that there was a sense of scarcity and urgency that was naturally created in that type of environment. And the property ended up getting bid up. And I think we ended up getting like $8,000 or $9,000 more than what we were looking for, just as a result of doing that open house. And so going forward, ever since then, most of the time we do our best that instead of just slapping a lockbox on the property, giving it to the buyers and having them go out, check it out at their time, and then get back to us, what I want to encourage you to do is whenever you lock up properties, this is how you create a cash, what I call a cash buyer feeding frenzy, especially if it's a really good deal, is don't give a particular buyer the heads up prior to you marketing the deal, or, you know, you don't want to just give them the lockbox, have them go check it out. You know, you want every single buyer that's interested in the property to show up in that tight time frame. So what I'm advising you guys do is whenever you get deals, schedule a half hour to an hour open house. And I hate to use the word open house because it sounds very realtor-ish, and there's nothing wrong with that, obviously. But this is a bit different than a weekend open house that an agent might have on a retail deal. You know, this is, again, what I call creating a cash buyer feeding frenzy. You want to spend at least 48 to 72 hours, 2 to 3 days, marketing this half hour to hour open house. And, you know, some of the things you want to do is you want to get there at least half an hour before, because inevitably what I've found is that you're going to have buyers that drive by earlier. And especially if the property's occupied, they're going to knock on the door. They're going to think you're there, and you want to be there, you know, especially if there's a situation where the seller is in the property or they have a tenant in the property. You want to have a conversation with the seller or tenant, and you want to prep them for what's to come. You want to let them know that, listen, you know, I have, if you want to call them partners, if you want to call them contractors, handymen, potential buyers, you know, that so that once you close on the property, you already have some interest. You want to let them know what's to come. And the last thing you want to do is have one of these open houses, not communicate clearly with your seller or tenant, and then have them just be stunned or shocked by how many people show up to the property. Okay, especially if it's a hot deal, you're getting a lot of interest and you expect, you know, more than 10, 15 people, you know, you just want to like make sure that you communicate clearly with the seller and set the expectation up front. Listen, this is going to be about an hour period. I'm going to have several people come through here. Don't worry, we're going to be here. Make sure that you put them at ease, that their stuff is safe, and try to handle any objections up front. And what I recommend you do is try to have somebody from your team, if possible, assist you in the open house showing, because what you don't want to do is, you know, have your buyers trying to communicate directly with the seller, and some, you know, you might be showing a certain part of the house, or you might have a conversation with a buyer, and then you got buyers on the other side of the house trying to communicate with the seller, or, you know, it's just, it kind of creates, you want to avoid any of that awkwardness, and any, you want to eliminate any confusion in the seller's mind, which is why I think it's so critical to have that conversation with the seller up front, set the expectation. And then on the back end, you know, when you have, when we market these open houses, we always do it by RSVP initially. And then the day of the open house is when we'll send out an email with the time. But what we like to do is kind of an RSVP type of thing, so that we can have a conversation with each buyer. And we specifically let them know, listen, the seller might be there, the tenant might be there. We'll communicate about the price and everything else after the open house. This is just an opportunity for you to get in there to see the property. There's a lot of people that are interested in seeing there. So, just again, set the expectation directly with the buyer. If they're seasoned or they've bought properties from you, they probably already know this. But if not, you know, if it's a buyer you don't know, you want to have that conversation, because the last thing you want to do is have the buyer trying to negotiate with you or talking numbers in front of the seller. Again, I think it just creates some confusion. So hopefully this episode's been helpful to you. I think if you're not doing these half hour to hour open houses on your wholesale deals, I can guarantee you, you're leaving a lot of money on the table. You know, again, I think naturally it just creates a sense of urgency, a sense of scarcity. You know, buyers will see other buyers in the property. And, you know, I think it's just human nature that you want what you can't have, especially if it's a good deal. And I think what you're going to find is that in certain cases, people are going to offer you more than what you're even asking just to lock up and get the deal. So again, I would love for you to comment below here in the show notes page. Let me know what you think about this episode. Let me know if there's any other strategies that you're using in your business to get your property sold quickly. We're always looking to improve and tweak our system. And again, about a year and a half ago is when we implemented this open house. And I want to say we probably do this for about 8 or 9 out of every 10 properties. Every now and then, it's just very difficult to coordinate with the seller. But again, even if the property is vacant, don't just slap a lockbox on it, you know, schedule one of these open houses. You just want to give yourself enough marketing time. And then again, I think one of the major takeaways here that I want you to walk away with is make sure that you have the conversation with the seller and with your buyers and set that expectation so that there's no funny business or awkwardness or whatever the case might be. I guess just overall confusion with what's going on there at the open house. So, hey, aside from that, if you want to join the mailing list and you want to get the 5-part video training series I created on how to scale your business, make sure just go to flipempire.com and click the Get Instant Access button. If you're not a member of the private Facebook community, go to flipempire.com/Facebook. And again, I want to encourage you, you know, if you're joining us here for the first time, or even if you've listened to some episodes in the past, make sure you check out the last 3 episodes with Brian Harris. So if you just go to flipempire.com/episode82, and then the previous 2 with John Martinez on the sales process, that's episode 78 and episode 80. And then John even is extending an 80% discount for his REI Sales Academy, which I think is still open right now. If you guys want to check that out, just go to flipempire.com/John, and that already has the 80% coupon code applied. But if you want to just find out more about what the REI Sales Academy entails, go to flipempire.com/sales, and then make sure that before you check out, you put in the coupon code FLIPEMPIRE and the number 80, FLIPEMPIRE80, and that'll automatically apply the 80% discount. So, hey, listen, again, I appreciate your time, and I look forward to catching you on this Monday's masterclass. Talk to you soon.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.